Nowhere California is starting a new phase in their lifespan. A new chapter.
Just don't call it a fucking reboot.
Oh no, you are listening to two happy owners of the domain name NowhereCalifornia.com.
Also, this iTunes feed will be closing up shop as we move from one site to another one. You can now find us under the iTunes search of Nowhere California. Not a big difference, I know, but there is a key difference. Our new feed is only Nowhere California, and not Nowhere California Podcast like our old feed. As we prep to close this feed you're listening to right now on August 23rd, we will do everything in our power to make sure this transition isn't easy.
Yeah, he'll give you one of his movies.
For the good of the show, yes. Be sure to take a screen cap of your new subscription or a review on our great show, because we want to reward you as a loyal Nowhere California listener. So make sure you either send that screen cap to NowhereCalifornia.com or our email, Nowhere_California@yahoo.com. This is Josh.
And this is Phil.
And welcome to Nowhere California. It's been about a month that we've been calmed. Dot-commed.
Yeah, did you know that Ashton Kutcher was actually, you know, before they decided to reboot the whole docu-pick for Bill Gates,
yeah,
he wanted to do Jobs 2, You Just Been Dot-commed.
Wow. I don't know how to follow that.
Oh, it's total bullshit.
Okay, thank God.
You just let me know, you know, like you just got punked. It's terrible that I have to explain the joke, but it's just...
Yeah, oh, wow. At least ours is more funnier than that.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, I don't think he coined .com, did he?
No, I think Al Gore did.
Oh, Al Gore.
Al Gore invented the internet, and we are now, I guess, more into that internet pool, because last month, in June, we started our NowhereCalifornia.com.
Right. And
I snuck that on you.
Yeah, to help promote it, you wanted to get my honest reaction, but unfortunately, I wasn't keen on it. The thing is, by the time I realized,
what was going on?
What was going on? My reaction was more, oh, thank God, it's not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because the thing is,
this is how much this dude trusts me.
He pulls stuff on me every once in a while, and I should have known better. But you know, instead of taking the relief reaction, he goes, God, you're not excited about this? We got a fucking .com. I bought the fucking domain name. Jesus, I was expecting a bigger reaction. Well, I'm sorry. When I'm expecting that, I thought you were going to show me, I don't know, like.
Goat genitals?
It was going to be something like that. I was thinking maybe Kermit the Frog's penis, and it actually talks like a puppet, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's actually purple and veiny. It's kind of like, hi-di-ho, Kermit the prick here. You know?
Yeah, well,
I was expecting something like that, and then I'm like, oh, thank God. Oh, it's just domain name. That's cute.
That's cute. Good. You didn't show me anybody's testicles.
Yeah, well, nice. What are you going to do when you grow up, Josh?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, I knew too, like, coming into it, because how long I've known you and everything, there's two sides to every coin on this one.
Yeah,
especially when I'm trying to surprise you. I can either get the whole giddy Phil reaction or the something's not going to jump out at me, right?
Exactly. I was expecting, like, maybe a Steve-O thing, and I thought maybe I had to read the page. I'm like, oh, wow, did Heather Langenkamp leave a real nice comment? Oh, these guys are charming or something like that. Yeah. So I was reading all that, and you're like, look at the top, doofus. And I'm like, oh, you bought the .com.
Okay.
So, I got myself even set up for something even more exciting. Oh, wow, did a celeb actually comment about how fun it was to work on us? And then I'm like, oh, it's just .com.
Oh, yeah.
You said it's the double-edged gambit coin, right?
Yeah, you basically had your hopes really low, because you're just like, oh, God, it's going to be a cock.
And then I had it way too high.
And then it's way high, and then it's finally, it's a .com. Oh, it's a .com.
But
it's like,
now
it's a .com, fuck.
But now you know why the reaction scaled the way it did.
Yeah.
And then, trust me, I'm actually very excited about it. But when he's whipped out bigger surprises than this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like the Steve-O thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Steve-O thing was terrific.
Well, that thing I had to kind of let you in on, because I was telling you throughout the day in text form, and you're just like, dude, you're being really cryptic. Is everything okay?
Yeah, exactly. It scared me.
And then I had to go, okay, it's fine. It's really good.
Trust me. You have to at least tell me that it's good. You know?
Yeah.
He didn't even tell me if this was good or bad.
Yeah.
So that's why I was scaling.
I thought we grew from Steve-O.
We did grow from Steve-O, dude, but...
you still don't trust my ass.
We've done some stuff afterwards.
Yes, exactly. So, With that said,
right,
there is a NowhereCalifornia.com, people.
Yes, yes.
It's been around for about a month, and...
And what our plans with it, it's we're planning on doing different things with the site. This thing's supposed to be like a host, right?
Yeah, it's a domain and everything. We got NowhereCalifornia.com, which is the important part. Honestly, in the end of the day, though, it's a glorified blog.
As of right now.
Just in general.
It's a glorified blog. Cool.
Yeah, we can post stuff from like YouTube and stuff like that, but ultimately it gives us a hub of information to be able to go, hey, instead of having all that crap on our business cards, we can just have NowhereCalifornia.com.
Yeah, go to that. And,
then on the stickers, instead of Facebook.com/NowhereCalifornia, you can just say NowhereCalifornia.com. So... That reminds me now. I gotta order new stickers and cards.
Shit.
But yeah. Nah, we've been doing this.
I don't have to get rid of these ones that are in my jacket. I carry those for the con.
We'll put them on eBay or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, or we'll figure out something to do with them. But yeah, I just totally lost train of thought.
Oh, sorry. We were talking about the cards. You had to buy new cards.
New cards and everything like that, but. Honestly, this August is going to be 4 years doing this, and it's like, wow, we have a .com attached to ourselves now.
I like it.
So now when we do set up for cons and stuff like that, we have another place to say, hey, there's traffic.
Yeah, go to NowhereCalifornia.com.
Yes, or if I'm attempting to hit on a woman.
Go to NowhereCalifornia.com.
Why?
Hey, baby. Hey, baby, you want to check out my .com? You remember how you said you don't go out to pick up women? That's probably why.
Yeah, because it is. Because I'll be saying out loud, but in my head, the inner voice will be like, you know, you sound like a total ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'll be going, yeah, I know. And the girl will be like, what are you saying yeah about? I'm like, the voice in my head. You have a voice in your head? Yeah, he tells me I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
that's why I'm single.
I don't have a high opinion of myself because of that little jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I have all my doubts and everything, is because that little asshole.
Please don't hate me.
Yes, please don't hate me. Pity sex.
Pity sex!
So, the ideas around the site, like I said, it's, in the end of the day, it's a glorified blog. But also, too, from everything we've done with this show up to now... And the discussions we've had, like, we've discussed about your particular ways you like to watch franchises.
Right. Have you posted that at this point, or...
Well, you never sent me anything.
I haven't sent you anything yet.
But also, too, we've only have the Facebook and whatnot, so it's not like we could go, hey, check out Phil's blog on Facebook.com/NowhereCalifornia.
Right.
/: Mm-hmm. No. Like we said, now we can go NowhereCalifornia.com.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be talking... Yeah, NowhereCalifornia.com.
Yeah,
we got our own way of doing it. I like that.
Yeah, so...
The first one
you were talking about, doing the Ghostbusters one.
Yeah. I mean, people ask me, it's like, oh, well, do you not watch the movies, consecutively? Oh, no, I can watch those anytime. But once a year, I do watch a full-on Drone Marathon. And I've only explained the movie portion... of it to you. It actually goes a whole lot bigger. In between the movie, I'll play any of the video games that are based on the movie. In between the film, it's really twisted. I don't know if I could actually put that in words, but I guess I could try to put it in writing.
Yeah. Honestly, throughout our history,
right?
We always wondered if we were able to pull off what we've had done in episodes. Now we just get to do it word for
it. I guess I could give it a shot.
Yeah.
I could give it a shot. Yeah, because I'll go into details like how far I get in said film, and then it's like, well, okay, so then if I had a C64, I would play Ghostbusters on the C64. Then I would proceed to play Ghostbusters on the Atari, you know?
Exactly.
And so far and so forth. So,
and that's what I'm looking for.
And then,
for.
Of course, it also relves into the comic books, too. The comic books and coloring books are also part of
the So, honestly, major. You really don't run a marathon. You run the gauntlet.
A gauntlet? Yeah.
Yeah, marathon is kind of just like, I watch the movies.
Right.
He's like, no, I freaking immerse myself into this world.
I do.
I wear the jumpsuit for 4 days straight.
I do play with the equipment near the brunt end of it, yeah.
Yeah.
The equipment that I have, which has the ghost trap and neutrino wand, and I have suited up, and I'm just thankful that nobody's walked in. It's like, hey, Phil, I just thought I'd bring home a couple of brewskis and a pie, and there I am, and you're playing with the ghost trap, and here I am in full regalia. Oh, hi! I wasn't expecting you guys.
Well, let me correct you on that. At least in the R group, me, Nick, and Doug, No. There is no way we would show up going, yeah, brewskis.
No, no. Well, I know you like to drink. I just threw that out there as an example. But I know, but you know me. It's like, okay, I got a six-pack of brewski, and here's a Sprite for you.
Well, dude,
you know,
so I'd be showing up drunk if I was doing that.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't believe what you were seeing.
I'd be like,
holy shit, I'm drunker than I thought.
Well, I'm off the sauce. How the hell did I get here?
Phil's a Ghostbuster now. What the hell? But yeah, so I guess I run the gauntlet.
I don't have to be drunk to know you're a Ghostbuster. You are a Ghostbuster.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's going to be one of the aspects of the site you're going to get.
Right.
In the past almost year, I think it was October of last year, was the first initial email from Clint.
Right.
From the October Coast. Wow. Time has flown.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah. You've gotten interviews I've done with the people that Clint has set up with me and everything. But there's one aspect I haven't been able to do because, honestly, we haven't had the outlet. We've had Facebook, but also, too, like I said, Facebook isn't exactly the thing to go, hey, look at this.
But now with this, it's another tool.
Yeah. So you're going to start getting reviews of the movies that I've been watching.
And we're also, what about our episodes? Are our episodes going to be included in
here? Oh, definitely, okay. Yeah. That's going to be the thing. You're going to get the reviews of the movies I've been watching. You're going to get exclusive trailers I've been getting handed to me from Clint. And then also, too, the exclusive movie posters, too, because there's been some interesting posters this guy has sent to me, too.
So kind of like an all-access pass to anything, nowhere.
Yeah, anything nowhere, but also to basically, like, right with the whole Clint thing is, like, we're going to be able to get more in-depth into what...
We'll be able to push their stuff a lot.
Yeah, we're going to be able to push their stuff
better.
Yeah, and like you were talking about the episodes, too. Of course you're going to get the episodes, and that's going to be kind of the next part of our conversation, because by this time, we'll be in the final weeks of our time with...
Podomatic.
Our feed from... Podomac will be done.
Yeah. It's been a fun ride.
It's been a fun ride until recently.
I understand.
Yeah, with different issues and everything and lack of customer service.
Right.
And realizing there's better outlets out there.
Mm-hmm.
Podomac's probably listening right now going like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be blackballed.
Yeah, no.
Podcast blackballed.
Yeah, honestly, if you are listening to this Podomatic, you know what? You brought this upon yourselves.
Gotcha.
Your lack of customer service stinks. And you should know that this means a lot for me saying it stinks because we were just talking about cock and everything at the beginning of this episode.
Right, exactly. So it's going to take a lot to get your goat.
Yeah, I could have gone into a lot more. That's what you're going to be getting in my email to you when I cancel the account.
Yes. Ciao, baby.
Yeah, because we're going to be making our move. We're going to be heading over to SoundCloud. It's going to be one unlimited feed. So all of our episodes are going
to
be up.
Great. Rather than having to condense and get rid of the
get rid of old ones and just cycle through and have to do reissues. That's going to be kind of the weird thing. Is like, how do we do reissues from then on?
That'll be kind of... I guess...
Maybe reissues are going to be done.
Oh, that's right. There's no point in reissuing.
Yeah, if we are constantly...
Then I guess we're just going to have to keep struggling with new material.
Oh, damn.
Damn! I guess that... You've got your original plan going. If we're going to get together, it better not be for an opener. It better be for an actual... episode.
Maybe you guys will get more why nots, or maybe we'll figure out another spinoff episode.
Well, won't that be nice? Maybe our thing will just grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without lube.
You were going to go in that territory one way or another.
You knew it.
Yeah, jackass. Okay.
Yeah, but in a roundabout way, you're going to get a lot of new, I guess, text material.
Right.
We're kind of working in reverse. You've heard us first, you saw us, and now you're going to read us.
You're going to read us.
Yeah, you'll get all of our videos on there. You're going to get the episodes. You're just going to get more in-depth with us because that's what we wanted to do this year. Kickstarter may have failed.
Yeah. This time.
We still got some plans up our sleeves on that.
I say never say never.
But we're still going to evolve. We've been evolving.
It was still a fun, like I said, it's a fun ride.
Yeah, it was a fun attempt because honestly, for like we said back when we were finishing up, for a bunch of guys that had no clue what the hell they were doing with a Kickstarter, we did pretty damn well.
I think so.
Yeah, and then we got we failed that quote unquote failed. I know Titus is like, fuck you didn't fail.
No. It's like maybe the goal was just a little too high.
Yeah, You live
and in I say just little. I mean, like I said, I thought maybe it's like I would have maybe been sad if maybe somebody donated a penny,
yeah,
or something like that. But we wound up with quite 669. Yeah, that's quite a few supporters.
Yeah, and we grew from there. And yeah, we may not have got the money from the Kickstarter, but we still got new equipment.
Yeah,
and we still pushed along from there. And then it just got to the point where it was like, it's time for a .com.
It's a matter, man.
Yeah, and we keep evolving, and that's what we hope to do for you guys is keep evolving.
Where are we going to be in the next 4 years, huh?
Yeah, this whole thing started as a why not,
mm-hmm.
and just grew from there into bringing in everybody to con coverage, to interviews, to the .com.
Yeah,
to,
we got a big old nowhere family, and like I said, I still tease you, you've got your... Where you're growing a podcast empire, if you will.
And speaking of that, you will be getting blogs and everything directing you towards those different episodes of Two Suits on Soup, Deliberately Dexter, From Marks Unknown, Ectopod, the Untitled Monique Project.
Oh, man. Maybe we should ask the guys if they would like to do, you know, because you're having me.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Oh, you're going to attack them. Yeah,
everybody's
going to... Everybody's... Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a wide open thing.
So everybody's going to put some stuff on there. That's great.
Yeah.
More material for people to read. That's terrific.
And honestly, whoever's listening to this right now, you got something to say, you want to write a review or something, send it our way. Nowhere_California@yahoo.com.
Yeah, we'll post you.
Yeah.
We want to hear people's thoughts. So badly we want to hear people's thoughts.
Yeah, if you want to review freaking the My Little Pony movie from the 80s.
Yeah, please. Please do it before I do.
Yeah.
Because they're tired of hearing me.
Yeah.
So,
as this show has grown into kind of a fan-driven, kind of a fanboy and fangirl, just fan-nerd nation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're growing more, and we want to make sure we're keeping to what you guys have wanted.
And we
want to
welcome people aboard.
Yeah, and that's honestly what we're going to be getting with the NowhereCalifornia.com and our new ventures into SoundCloud.
Yep. Yeah, welcome aboard the new Nowhere California.
Phil?
Yes?
Why'd you keep on saying new nowhere? it's going to be the same shit. We're just spreading it farther.
Okay, for one thing, I said it once... And another thing, I was trying to make it seem like, hey, it is the same nowhere, we just got a facelift, but you just flat out made us sound like a fucking sexually transmitted disease. Way to go, Hawkeye!
Thank you for the Hawkeye, but I don't know about you, but I don't plan on getting any kind of sexually transmitted disease from shit.
Spread it further, motherfucker! Spread it further! You know? Do you have any idea what phrase I'm gluing onto? It's the same shit, we're just spreading it further. Listen to the way you're fucking speaking.
To our new people on SoundCloud, this is why I do this.
STD mofo.
So, this is a quickie. More sexual humor.
Yeah, don't spread that shit.
But speaking of shit, might as well do a quick game.
Alright.
I got a quick idea on this one.
Okay.
Rejected ideas for the NowhereCalifornia.com site.
Oh, okay.
So, you want to go first?
Oh, yeah, sure. The furry of the month.
I think after 4 months, Matt would catch on.
Yeah, he would. Same shit and eating grin every single month.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird.
He'd just be like, why are you guys taking my picture again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We love you, buddy.
The continuing cirrhosis of Josh's liver. That's basically every time I take a drink, I take a little Instagram picture. People do with food. Might as well see the drinks.
Okay.
But, you know, it'd be just surfer on acid every time.
Yeah, it probably would. Damn. As long as it's not that California water or something like that.
No, the surfer on acid, you had it.
Oh, God, that's nasty shit. That's terrible. Don't ever put me in those positions again, man. That's nasty.
August is coming.
Fuck you. You know what I'm going to do? The next drink you try to offer me, I'm just going to throw it right in your fucking face. That's what I'm going to do. So if you want to drink it...
That vine is coming too.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Dingleberries and Josh, contrast and compare.
Fuck you. Well, it kind of stole mine. It's like, does this look infected?
There you go. If it's green or yellow, should I squeeze it?
Living rooms of the rich and famous through their living room window.
I found a Coleco on my belly button. Tune in at 9.
How would they tune in at 9 on the website?
Well, it's any time.
Yeah. It's a live event.
Yes. We're streaming.
We're streaming. What's in his ass?
We're streaming. We're streaming. What's coming? We're streaming my lint as we speak.
Josh's colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy or colonoscopy?
Whatever.
All right. Sorry.
Well, that's what the guy in the van behind the Vons told me.
You really need to get better insurance.
HMO.
No. We don't want to go there. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Yeah.
The popping sounds is not the mic.
Well, hopefully the pop filter's working.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It is my turn.
Yeah, it is your turn.
Okay. Could be freckle, could be a tit.
The history of modern war done through puppets.
Famous mold gardens. There's a fungus among us.
I think this game kind of sucks.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Yeah, no, I'm all my ideas are kind of blowing.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. I thought I was bringing out gold.
Oh, no, you were doing gold. I was kind of like, I'm going blank. So, with that being said.
All right.
This has been Nowhere California pimping the hell out of our new website, nowherecalifornia.com.
Nowherecalifornia.com.
Nowherecalifornia.com. This has been Josh.
Nowherecalifornia.com. This has been Phil.
NowhereCalifornia.com. Wow, we're horse.
NowhereCalifornia.com. We are big horse.